All right, guys, welcome to the Suitcast. This is episode number 41, I believe. This time, we're going to be talking about MPL Philippines regular season for season 12. It just ended, and so I wanted to share some thoughts about that before we get ready for playoffs. So I've got my coffee here. Hopefully, you guys got something to drink or snack on while you're listening to this or whatever you're up to. But yeah, the season yesterday rounded out. It's crazy to say that still, and I was actually saying this on broadcast quite a bit because, you know, the regular season shrunk a little bit, right? We went from 8 weeks on a typical regular season, and they brought it to six. So, you know, shaving off those 2 weeks feels like kind of a big shock in a way. And of course, you know, games were still played. There was a couple weeks there where we had a jam-packed Saturday with four matches going on. But, you know, relatively, it was still what you're used to seeing in a season, just shrunk down to 6 weeks instead of eight. Part of that, there was a couple reasons for that. I'm not sure if they'll stay with this kind of format going forward to other seasons. But I like it. It's just, again, it's kind of shocking when you realize that the regular season is over in 6 weeks when you're so used to doing it in eight, right? Now, with that, we have all the placements happening. And the cool thing about it was up until pretty much the last match yesterday, which was between Blacklist International and AP Bren, there was like still bearing to the match in a way, right? Because in the previous seasons, usually by the time you get to like week seven or week eight, most of those matches don't mean too much. You know what I mean? Like the teams would already be locked in, for example, for certain teams and whatnot, or for the standings for playoffs, and placements would mostly be locked in. But with this format and this season, it was not like that, right? So I thought that was a very interesting thing this time around to get to the last couple days and then just not even know 100% where things are going, right? Aside from maybe Echo, right? And I, as a caster, really enjoy that. And I'm sure as a viewer, it's also a little more exciting, right? So I think overall for this format, it works really well. It keeps things kind of fresh and interesting. And also, I think it's just also a combination of the MPL Philippines having a damn good, just competitive environment between these teams. You know, TNC, man, even as much as TNC has struggled, like they even started to pop off towards the end, right? And I don't know what it is. I think TNC just plays a little better without, you know, some of the pressure of needing to win, because they damn sure got better once their playoff contention was, you know, out the window. So hopefully, you know, speaking of TNC, hopefully I'm still a fan of them. Still think they had one of the best roster reveal videos going into this season. But my favorites over there are really King Kong and Ben Things. And if you guys saw that interview, you know, when they were kind of knocked out of playoff contention, where Ben Things was talking, you can resonate, like it resonates with you. At least it did for me. And I'm really hoping that whatever happens for TNC, you know, the season to come, season 13, hopefully Ben Things, King Kong are still there. I don't know if they'll go to different teams or not, but I would love to just see TNC actually like go through and rise, you know, since that's their saying, because they're a hell of a fun team to watch. And everybody likes to meme and joke that, you know, they spend too much time like focusing on dancing on TikTok and whatnot, which, you know, maybe they do. Maybe they don't practice enough. I obviously don't know. I can't speak on it because I'm not at their boot camp. But, you know, I'd love to see a team like TNC just rise through a season and have an amazing season like they did back in season 9, I think it was. So, you know, going back to it again, I think it was very fun to be involved in this regular season. It was very fun in the fact that you just didn't know who would end up winning some of these matches, you know, because typically you'd say like, oh yeah, this team's going to win, this team's going to win. And then there were so many upsets, so many swings and turns throughout the regular season. And it just made it very entertaining to watch and be a part of. And I think it's also a statement that still there is a reason why we always say this is the best MLBB region in the world because of the fact that, you know, even teams that are struggling and whatnot, going against teams, for example, the teams facing off AP Bren, who had gone on their world tour for ISF and everything and just dominated for the most part. Then AP Bren is like losing through the middle part of the season and they're in, you know, place four or five, right? Until they eventually rose back up to the second position. So it's just a highly competitive environment. And I love that about the MLBB scene here. And I think even if you start looking across the world, it's something that obviously everybody has their eyes on, right? Because let's be honest, people usually rank teams in certain tiers. And even if you have your own tier system, if you're saying this team or that team is B tier, C tier, our B tier, C tier teams in the MPL Philippines are probably better than a lot of S tier teams around the world, right? That's just kind of how it is. And I think it's demonstrated very well and on display in a lot of these matches week to week. So my point with this too is, you know, as you guys have probably heard or seen, we have that podcast, me and Manjean host with MPL Philippines called The Road to M5. And we're getting closer. You know, I mean, we're halfway through October, man. That's crazy. We're halfway through October. Of course, we still have our playoffs to get through, but you know, it's only a couple months until M5 kicks off. And we already know, concluded, right, what happened in MPL ID. The two teams going there, which is Onyx Esports. Congratulations for the championship there. And then Geek Fam made it for the first time as far as they did, right? They had their shadow analysts, of course, by the way, helping them out. But ultimately, they played their minds out, their hearts out, and they booked a ticket to back to the Philippines. So, again, it's going to be very interesting to see how M5 unfolds because it's a damn reunion. You know, I mean, how many Filipino imports, coaches, analysts, players are going to be, in a sense, homecoming to compete in M5? And I think that's so cool. I don't know also how much that'll shake up the competition, obviously, but I do think that this will probably be the most competitive M series title that we'll probably see, right? Because of the impact that these Philippine and even the Indonesian imports and all the imports, but specifically focusing on the Philippine imports here because of just how much impact they have. Even talking to some of the coaches through that Road to M5 podcast, you know, we learn a lot about these other regions and what they learn from having a Philippine coach, for example. So I really do hope that you guys listening to this, and if you are MLBB fans, MPL fans and everything, that you get a chance to go to M5 because it's being hosted in the Philippines, of course. And, you know, not only get the chance to see some of you guys and meet you guys over the course of that 2-3 weeks tournament, whatever, however long it is, I can't remember off the top of my head, but typically it's like 2 weeks. It's just going to be one hell of a time, right? Now, part of me is very optimistic about it. I'm also hoping that they figure out how to keep everything organized and managed well. Because, again, as far as I know, we don't know the venue yet. We might have the dates in mind and stuff, but I'm not 100% sure if we actually have the venue announced, at least from my understanding. I don't know where the venue is for M5, but wherever it is, you know, I can't wait for it. I think it's going to be a great time. I just hope it's all organized really well. And we're putting all our faith in everybody organizing that, right? Hopefully we get to cast too. I'm just going to assume, you know, we're going to get to cast M5. It's here in the Philippines. So can't wait for that. That'll also be probably one of the first times that my parents will be able to actually watch me work. And I think that's very cool. Now, whether they're playing Filipino or English in the venue, that's not that big of a deal. My dad just wouldn't be able to understand if it is in Filipino, but that's fine. They'd get to see me work and know what all this esports stuff is about, and I think that's really cool. Now, real quick, again, going back to the regular season here for the Philippines, the other thing that I really enjoyed this season that we didn't have like in previous seasons so much was more of the involvement with the audience. The guestings that we had, like, you know, yesterday, at the time of filming this, we had Gideon for our last day of the regular season. I love Gideon. That was great to have him guest for us. And, you know, just get to talk. And you notice that too, like a lot of casters are going to different regions as well. And I think that brings a lot of opportunity to us casters to go visit, you know, these countries and be a part of that. It's a very cool experience. And I think it's very nice the direction that we're going in with MPL. Because not only that, and I was talking about this on broadcast yesterday, the opportunity to have battle trips, like MPL battle trips and the MPL workshop for aspiring, you know, media people, journalism, all that stuff. I think it's very, very cool to have that. And seeing, you know, a lot of these bright, hopeful young people out there. I'm young as well, but, you know, to see that is very cool. Also, to some of the old school SuFam supporters, right? Supporters, if you will. Shout out to just recently Wendell. Wendell was a long time viewer of the stream for the longest time when I first started. So, you know, almost in a full circle thing to run into him and meet him in person. And, you know, then he's going through the workshop and everything because he's a student. That was very cool, you know, and I love that there's these opportunities for people out there to get involved, at least have an idea, like plant the seed in their brain that they could possibly end up in esports some way, somehow, right? Because there's so many opportunities in esports. It's way more than just being a professional player or a coach or, you know, part of the staff or, you know, even casters, right? There's so many things you can do. So again, loved the fact that this regular season was kind of compact. It was super exciting in terms of just competitive level. And I think it was executed very well after we got through some road bumps here and there. And hopefully we can take everything that we did in the regular season and go and have an amazing, smooth playoffs. Like that's really what I'm hoping for. So I hope to get to see some of you guys out there as well. That's like a 5-day playoff event. And I'm sure it'll be electric. And a lot of Filipinos will also be coming back. Like we, you know, the Balikbayan players and coaches and whatnot coming back for our playoffs. So that, I think I'm going to go ahead and end it here, guys. I just really wanted to share some of my thoughts here about the regular season. I'll probably do a prediction podcast / video for the MPL S12 playoffs. I'm not super good at predictions, to be honest, but I'd like to do it anyways before we start playoffs. So I'm going to take these couple days to kind of relax and enjoy some of this time off because we get right into the playoffs. After playoffs, it's just work, 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 work. So other than managing everything else going on, we're going to enjoy this little break that we get, right? So hope maybe I'll actually get to go and beat Baldur's Gate 3 by now. Who knows? But anyway, thank you guys so much for listening. Hope you have a wonderful day or night or wherever you are, because I know there's listeners from around the world as well. So thank you guys. We'll see you in the next episode for next week. Till then, GG, WP.